Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm ready to open your mouth.
Does that sound like I'm with my voice?
It's like a dentist. And then as soon as they get their hands in your mouth to start doing things, they ask questions.
So the weekend was full, or at least Friday was full, Thursday and Friday, full of singing. Thank you for doing your job with Jennifer and John Harper, my friend down in Florida. Couple of hours that you were here, I got rave reviews as usual.
Fantastic.
Yes, it is fantastic. It's good stuff. So the day is spent. Bob Kay and I have been together, as some of you. Did you post that picture that I posted on the Good Day website of me, Bob, and Tavis Smiley?
I didn't post that one. I posted a different one.
Of you and your father, my father and of my father. Of your father, me, and who else was in that picture? Bob? I think somebody else was in that. Anyway.
Yes, there were
some
three
pictures
of you.
From the, if you post the Tavis thing, people would be interested in that. Idea of the Talkers Annual Convention last Friday, bringing a lot of people from this world of conversation and the issues of the day and how we survive, how we do what we do, that sort of thing down at Hofstra University, which has a great campus, kind of in the middle of nowhere on Long Island, but it's a good time. Bob and I spend the time going down and coming back again, singing along to the music and the song and talking about things that we're working on, because Bob's certainly very strongly connected to this program. And so it was just kind of it was a good way for me to have a little bit of a focus that was on the radio, but not on the radio, if you know what I mean. So, meanwhile, we're back to life, liberty, and the pursuit of issues and ideas and things that matter to you, events, issues, people of the day, so that we can put a lot of things together that are important to you. Your input is certainly important to us on social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. So what do you need to know? In terms of the ongoing issue of AM for every vehicle, that was a big topic of discussion at the Talkers Convention. As we learned, 81% or 82% of the people that listened to talk on the radio listened to it on the AM side. And there were those who brought up the issue of, and this was to be expected, and maybe it's true, I kind of think there's something to this as well, that the conservatives, the right-wingers, or whoever, however you want to describe them, all think that it's because the government or many people who are high up in certain corporations that don't like talk radio, they don't like the point of view that's presented by many of these people, to be gone. So, and they haven't said those they, the people on the other side that are responsible, haven't admitted to that. They haven't said, oh, no, this is not about that at all. They haven't talked about it at all, which I think is even more interesting. So now the folks at FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, are talking. They have been the reason, at least some. Nobody wants to say that they're doing it to save AM talk radio. They're saying, we've got to have that information. We've got to be able to have AM operating. We have to have this important way of connecting. And many people don't have any other way in case of an emergency. And you name the emergency. What, you know, emergency, how do you describe an emergency? Can be a weather emergency. Can be a national emergency. Could be any number of things. Responded to or talked about what Senators Markey Malarkey from Massachusetts and Cruz, vote for Cruz and you'll lose, said, quote, when natural disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes strike, mobile phone service, the internet, power, all that goes away and they aren't available for sources of emergency information. By contrast, AM radio and the stations that occupy the band are recognized for providing their localities, citizens with both important context and transmission of life-saving information. This fellow that was speaking emphasized, guy that ran FEMA, emphasized during his tenure at FEMA, things like Hurricane Katrina came on board, and AM radio was the only way that people actually found out what the heck was going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, and even to the point that in sci-fi thrillers or any movies where something happens and you can't access data or internet or anything from your phone or mobile devices, mm-hmm. you see people cowered listening to AM radio, even when it's futuristic kind of stuff. They yep. still have to revert back to AM radio because it just extends the point that it's the only thing that will work.
Because it is
catastrophe.
What it is. Yeah, right, exactly. And by the way, this is not unique to America. AM radio is the important transmission, the valued transmission method all around the world, especially in countries where there isn't a lot of anything, like Africa, some of the places in South America, some of the distant places in Australia. Those are all served by important AM signals. So that conversation continues, that issue goes on, and so I don't think I don't think there's a reason to worry that it won't be taken care of. It just is, people still want to put a limit on it. Well, we'll do it for this year. No, leave it and don't mess with it and stop screwing around with our safety and well-being and our happiness because we want to listen to a lot of things. A lot of sports broadcasters, again, back at the Talkers thing last Friday, we were talking about how important, more than that number, I think what I say, 81% listen to talk radio, 90-some-odd percent listen to ball games on AM radio stations. So it's, come on, let's stop with the nonsense. And these jerkleburgers that are saying there's a guy who's actually in Boston who's been, this is a passion. Why, the guy got to get rid of AM radio. It's no good. What do we need it for? And he very obviously is motivated by his liberal point of view or his left-wing point of view. I mean, I have to stop, Chase. Keep reminding me to stop calling it liberal and conservative because that's not really what it is. At any rate, this guy keeps writing opinion pages. You know how this guy's wrong, that guy's wrong. You're not. We got plenty of different ways to listen to this stuff. Well, you know what? You may have it, Charlie. But not everybody has the same devices that you do. And where does it say that we all have to have those things? In many circumstances, they should be, frankly, outlawed because they're so damn dangerous. Anyway, there's that. And, of course, there's the continuing conversation about artificial intelligence, which we had on Friday as well. And what does radio do? And how have we already slipped into a place? I don't want to say that we can't get out of it, but we are quickly approaching a time and a place and a position where we will not be able to control what artificial intelligence has to offer, if that's the nicest way I can put it. It has, in my mind...
Yeah, or to keep it from getting into the hands of the evildoers.
Yes, right. The evil, ooh, I like
that. Real life supervillain.
George Bushism, the evildoers, the access of evil. The access of evil would be Google, Microsoft, and who would be the third one in that? Google, Microsoft, and maybe, what's the name of Larry Ellison's company? Oracle. Yeah. Those three. They're the access of evil. All right. There we go.
But also, like, when you have the heads of the companies who are, their main purpose is to develop AI, and they are even mm-hmm. like, y'all, we need to slow down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
Something.
Yep. All right, let's see who's running for president. Surprise, surprise. Joe Biden's running. Got everybody caught on that one. Wow. Nobody would have expected Joe Biden to run. On the Democratic side, Joe Manchin. How about him for president? He's the senator from West Virginia. He says he's thinking about, he's mulling it over. I guess that's the word he used. He's stirring the political pot because, well, he's actually a Democrat from West Virginia, but he wouldn't run as a Democrat. He said he'd run as a third-party mm-hmm. presidential candidate. And so the Democrats are attacking him. He, for a lot of reasons, he opposed parts of the Biden spending program. That certainly shows some starch on his part because Joe Biden's spending program sucks. frankly. He said he's not ruling out anything, not ruling anything out with respect to the third party bid. He was on Meet the Jerks on NBC. Isn't the guy who's running on Meet the Press, isn't he? Yeah, Chuck Todd is another great American.
Oh, who's exiting?
I wrote on top of that story, who cares? And I guess that tells it all. Now, these people try to make themselves. One of the reasons he's leaving is because the ratings are so bad. I don't know anything about this Kristen Welker. What do you know about her? She's a White House correspondent, I guess. And he says, I'm working too hard. Work has consumed me, and I'm not going to let it ruin my life. I think that sounds like that's a good story. It's not really the reason, but it's a good story. Anyway, he wants to focus on long-term journalism. Yeah, go okay. Get him. He's about as one-sided. He's as bad as the people on MSNBC and CNN. It's the same stuff. All right. My point of view is the most important point of view, and you're all going to know what I think about this. So we don't care.
And when you're a newscaster, that's so dangerous.
Did you know what Tom Brokaw's politics were?
No.
I didn't. I never knew what they were until he wrote the book about America. And it wasn't even real obvious there, the book, The Greatest American Generation. Nobody really knew what he was thinking. Anyway, Tim Russert, I think he... the ratings were the best when he was running it, when he was doing it. Brokaw only did it for a little while. David Gregory, he was, nothing special. And Todd, nothing special, because we don't have any really good news people around that are special for anything. So, anyway, something food for thought. Speaking of food, I had one of those Omaha Steaks caramel apple tartlets for dessert. I started with the dessert. Those of you who are looking for something for Dad for Father's Day, which is right around the corner, Omaha Steaks, man, get at it. It's a great deal. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, 30DUG, and save $30 off your qualifying order. That's at omahasteaks.com, promo code 30DUG.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. I participate in Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program. It's June the 5th, first Monday of this sixth month. We're 2 weeks away, I believe, from the first day of spring. No, hello, Doug. It may be summertime already. It seems like we just started spring. Hell, it seems like we just started winter. Before you know it,
still writing May.
Yeah. All right, well, it's June 5th. Write that on your checks. If you happen to be old school like me and actually send the checks out, that's how that works. All right, in the celebrity news department on social media, trending are the names Rihanna, Taylor Swift, and Beyonce. Well, let's see, what do they have they're in common? They are all singers, right? They're all female, yes. They're all fairly young, but that is not why we are talking about them together. I will tell you in a moment. You'll have to hold on. Hold your breath, because the answer to their connection comes right after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptom, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
All right, that's Rihanna. And there's Taylor Swift. The Swifties love listening to Taylor Swift, right? You're a Swiftie, aren't you? Jay?
I am. Yeah. I'm not to the level of, like, looking for Easter eggs and all of that, but I do like her music, and I like her.
She would be my favorite of this group. Then there's Beyonce, who is a pretty smart cookie. It comes to business time. She's done very well. All right, matter of fact, on this list of the richest female celebrities, that's what we're looking at here, Rihanna's number 2, who's worth $1.4 billion. Taylor Swift, number 4, she's worth $740 million. Beyonce, is number 7 on the list, worth $540 million. Now, I'm thinking you want to know who else is on the list, right?
Yeah.
Top 15 richest women in entertainment. All right. Number 15 is Shonda Rhimes, who's worth $250 million. Serena Williams' net worth tops almost $300 million. 13, Ellen, whose net worth about $380 million. Barbara Streisand, her net worth about $430 million. Reese Witherspoon, tapping in at about $450 million. Dolly Parton, just about the same. Judge Judy, getting pretty close to $500 million.
Right? Look at Judge Judy go.
As is Celine Dion. Beyonce, I told you, is 540. Madonna's net worth is $580 million. Kylie Jenner, $680 million. Let's see here. Taylor, I gave you 740. Kim Kardashian, worth $1.2 billion. And the number one person, because Rihanna's number two, number one person on the list is Oprah, who is worth $2.5 billion. So there you go. Talk about
get it,
this,
Oprah.
The Super Bowl. Yep, the Super Bowl of wealth, women. There are a lot of musicians on here, Grammy winners, and all that good stuff. So that's the official list from Forbes magazine of the richest female celebrities in America. There we go. Good for them. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, every year, more than 4.5 million people are bitten by dogs in the United States. Most pet guardians are unaware that there are several things that they can do to help prevent this from happening. The most important thing any pet guardian can do is socialize your dog. Dogs that are unfamiliar with surroundings can often bite out of fear. Make sure that your dog has plenty of time to meet a lot of different dogs, a lot of different people. Take the time to introduce your dog to the neighbors next door, people around the block, and people in your circle, so your dog isn't frightened because they're no longer strangers. Also, training your dog is critical. Just by basically training your dog with commands like sit, stay, down, and calm, it helps you remove your dog from potentially dangerous situations. And focus on non-aggressive activities. Respect your dog's space. You know, we all need our space once in a while, so teach people that if your dog is lying down, why don't you just let him lie down and relax? You wouldn't want to be woken up with either. Just remember, precaution, no bites. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Is there a dad in your life? You're looking for the perfect Father's Day gift? It's easy. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouthwatering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. That's 30DOUG and get $30 off qualifying orders. Minimum order is required.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A sonic boom was heard over the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday as officials scrambled four fighter jets from Joint Base Andrews when a small aircraft violated U.S. airspace. FAA authorities say the Cessna crashed in the mountain area of southwestern Virginia. Officials were concerned about the aircraft, which was unresponsive and flying in a strange path over the D.C. area. The Associated Press reported that the Cessna was registered to Encore Motors of Melbourne, Incorporated. John Rumpel, who owns the company, told the New York Times his daughter, two-year-old granddaughter, her nanny, and the pilot were on the plane. No one survived. Officials in Davenport, Iowa, are confirming that the body of a person has been found in the apartment building that had partially collapsed last weekend. A city spokesman identified the victim as Brandon Colvin, who is the first confirmed death. The 42-year-old Colvin was one of three people still missing. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Call now.
Right now?
Right now.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3680, where we want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
At the hour, Monday, the 5th of June, the 5th, May the 5th of June. Maybe no, that doesn't work quite as well as it did with the 4th of June. And doesn't it seem like we were just, I don't, why do I keep talking about that? Time.
The day, the time.
Yeah.
Weeks are years and days, or no, years seem like weeks and weeks seem like years.
Hmm. All right, well, anyway, let's get started. What does that mean? What's that all about? What's it all about, Dougie? The neighbors who saved a dad and four children who were, as you might imagine, in the middle of the night, 85 years old, had a woman, nobody knows who the woman was. They alerted this family next door, father and four children. The house was on fire. And, wow,
How about, how'd you like to imagine, put yourself in the position of either of these two families, mm-hmm. right? The one family, the father told police he looked out in his yard around 5:30, checked for animals. He saw a puff of smoke coming from the garage of his neighbor's home. And then he said his name is Santo Livio. He went out and asked a woman who was walking down the street what happened to the... Where's that smoke coming from? Then they both tried to alert the residents in the home, banging on the windows, banging on the doors. And this went on for a minute or so before they went back to the house and called 911. Then they went back and kept banging on the door.
Yeah.
Went to the back door.
5:30 in the morning, you almost have to assume that people are in there, they're still sleeping.
Not in my house. Probably not in yours either. But yeah, the average person is at 5:30. So this is a couple of people who were very, very lucky. These things happen. This actually happened to me. Ever a fire in your house? I had a fire when I was a young boy. I don't know. Let's see. How old was that? Maybe 4 or 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My mother had fallen asleep on the couch down. My room was up over... sort of what an old shed that had been added to the house, and my mother fell asleep smoking, and the couch caught on fire, and then the wall got on fire, and then the room got on fire, and the house filled with smoke. My mother was gone to the world, and she was in the room, and I woke up and went downstairs and started making a lot of racket, and I called, and I was just barely able. And I went across the street to wake up our friends across the street, and I went upstairs very quietly. The dog, that family's dog, was pretty tough. He understood me and it was okay, but I
mm-hmm.
he didn't like the fact that I went up the stairs and woke up Dan and Elsie to tell them. I whispered in Elsie's ears, "Our house is on fire," because I said I didn't want to wake you up.
Oh.
So anyway, that's something you don't ever want to happen.
So traumatic for at such a young age. Do you have smoke detectors?
Yeah, back in that was 1951, 52, 54.
Well, it seems like still a lot of people don't have smoke detectors, and if they do,
they don't keep the batteries.
Yeah, they don't keep the batteries updated.
Yeah, you'd think someone would figure out a way to get them all connected using regular electricity instead of... The batteries are cheaper, but there are systems that you can put in. I think most big businesses, big buildings have the ones that are connected via regular electricity in some way, shape, or form. So, at any rate, it's something that is very much a part of what we ought to be thinking about for our own safety and the safety and security of our families. Do you see the picture... of this? This was on Reddit, and I every once in a while I look at some of this stuff. This is from India. Story of a man who went into the water to get a cobra. Now, if I were in the proximity of a cobra, I don't think I'd be going into the water. I think I'd be going out of the water. But apparently, the cobra was having a hard time drinking, and this man recognized it, so he went into the water to make sure the cobra could get water. And then when he was kind of like teaching a calf to drink. We have some calves on the farm now, and they know how to drink from their mothers off their teats, but they don't necessarily know how to drink out of a bottle. So we teach them how to do that. And this guy was teaching this snake how to drink water, and the snake was parched. And then the fellow said, "I had no idea that they drank so much water." I don't think that's the headline, though. Frankly, I think it's probably another headline. All right, elsewhere.
There are some people who, it doesn't matter what animal, if an animal needs help, they will go.
Yeah,
they'll
help them.
They will go and help, jump right in. But when it comes to a cobra, a lot of people, probably the majority, are like, you are on your own, cobra.
Yeah. As one of the responses was, that man had more trust in the snake than I have for my future. Wow, that's kind of...
That's
a little tough, right? That is dark. All right, also around the world in India, 200 people were killed over the weekend, and hundreds more were injured in that big train crash. You see the story of this? The death toll actually continuing. That was the first report of this, which was on Saturday. three trains crashing into one another. How in the world does that happen? And the numbers went up.
The issue right now, or that there was some kind of signaling error?
Yeah, that's what you would think, right? But think.
So,
I mean,
yeah, and then that goes to the question: is it a mechanical error or is this human error?
Yep. We've got a lot of. I think the accidents have died down here, though. We had a whole bunch of them all at once, and they seem. And notice that as a result, that we had all this focus on what was going on, what in the heck's wrong with our system, and Buttigieg fumbled and stumbled and mumbled and bumbled around it. Ever hear an answer to the question, what really happened? I haven't. Have you?
No, and nobody was really talking about anything. It's like that news cycle has ended, and we're on to new stuff.
On to the next stuff. All right, well, as long as we're in India, here's the story of an official who was suspended after he drained a reservoir to retrieve the phone that he dropped while he was taking a selfie next to the reservoir.
that's a real story.
Yep, it is the real story. He lost his smartphone. He dropped while he was taking the selfie next to the reservoir. This was in a dam, actually. It was near on top of a dam. He first asked some local divers to jump in to find the device because it had sensitive government data on it. I'm betting it had some pictures of him that he didn't want people to see. Anyway, the first round didn't work.
Can you just hire divers to go get it for you?
Well, he did, and it didn't work. Couldn't find it.
The divers?
Yeah. Local divers jumped in to the reservoir to find it, and they didn't. So then the guy orders 2 million liters of water to be pumped out of the reservoir. So this was enough to irrigate thousands of acres of land, because India is having a really tough summer, and it's just on the cusp. You know, they're on the lower part on the equator, so... At any rate, the videos that went viral show this guy sitting under an umbrella as the pumps run to drain the water from the reservoir. The water in the reservoir, he said, wasn't usable for irrigation. I don't know that was true, but eventually they found the phone, but they couldn't start it because it was waterlogged. Hello, you dummy.
Yeah.
When you right? So it wasted all of that water. Huh?
Well, and do you know what kind of government official he was? He was a local food inspector.
Oh, fabulous.
What kind of, not just incriminating on a personal level, but the excuse was there's important government documents that can't fall into the wrong hands.
Right.
Well, what do you have? You are a food inspector.
Right.
What access to this kind of clarified or classified situation do you have?
There you go. Some F-16 fighters from the D.C. National Guard scrambling over the weekend at supersonic speed to chase a private plane whose pilot was unresponsive. Didn't that plane crash? Plane crashed, right? Yeah.
It did, in Virginia.
Yeah. Right. So... Under the circumstances, they did the right thing because they didn't know where it was going to go. But those of you who live in Northern Virginia and in Maryland, you probably heard the sonic boom that was loud, shook a lot of houses because these planes took off so fast. This Cessna was in restricted airspace. It crashed into an area in central Virginia. But, this is something, you know... I think they're still trying to figure it out. The flight records indicate the plane took off from an eastern Tennessee airport en route to Long Island, but did a 180-degree turn near the destination and headed back down along the flight path it had been on. The pilot didn't respond. Apparently one of the fighter pilots got close enough to this plane to see the pilot was not responsive. Obviously he couldn't move. There were four passengers, I think, on board, right? None of them been found, I don't think, have they?
Not to my knowledge, no.
No. Uh-uh.
And there was, when this was all going on, people on the ground heard a sonic boom and had no idea what the situation was.
Yeah. So that's what it was. For those of you who didn't get the straight story. Here's the update on the wildfires in Michigan. 3 square miles sparked by a campfire. Wow. This tells you it's pretty dry, pretty hot in many areas of Michigan. It's been very warm there this past week. And so this is a small town. The fire started late Saturday, continued into yesterday morning, scorched 2,000 acres. It was 85% contained, though, by the end of the day yesterday. But imagine if you live in that area. Think about being near. Anybody who is near the California fires or any of those northwestern fires or any of these fires anywhere. The pines and many of the old growth so dry that it'll burn and burn fast. So it closed part of Interstate 75 with all of the smoke and that sort of thing. So at any rate, it's actually probably good, other than what damage it might cause to homes, it's good to burn that stuff down. It should be burned in with regularity. You know, the only trouble that they had in California when those things have happened in the past. Let's not talk about the past. Let's talk about the present and your future. How are you doing when it comes to healthy weight loss? Are you doing it safely? Are you using Calitrin? You know, Calitrin, if I'm introducing this to you for the first time, is the number one American choice for healthy weight loss. All kinds of great sales going on right now. Go to toploss.com. And find out how this can help you lose the weight and keep it off. No drugs, no stimulants, just good stuff. At Calitrin, toploss.com.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
We're recording this progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that, Flo?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New
American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
53 after the hour, lots to talk about in the Food, Family, and Farm Department. You'll find the backup for this at foodfarmfamily.com, if you please. All right, let's get to National Veggie Burger Day. That's number one on the hit parade here, Jay. The history of vegetarianism traced back to actually ancient Egypt. Meat eating was not, well, they didn't have a lot of meat to eat. So that's when the vegetarian diet got into the culture of the time. And then there was Gregory Sams and his brother Craig, who introduced vegetarianism to their father when he began talking about meat as a in New Year's in terms of New Year's resolution. How many people have done that? Have on New Year's said, "I'm not eating meat anymore as a vegetarian." Anybody ever?
Yeah,
do
or
that?
When you get healthy, or yeah, had some high cholesterol situation at a doctor recently, and they're like, "Hey, you might want to try a vegetarian diet."
So this goes back to 3000 B.C., and then it's, you know, it's moved up the ladder fast. I had a veggie. Bob and I took the boat, we took the ferry over from Bridgeport, Connecticut to Long Island, and they have terrible food. Ugh. And all I could see on it that I would try was a veggie hamburger. It was awful. Some of the veggie burgers are really good. Most of them are really bad. So that's what gives them a bad name. Well, anyway,
and that's one of the things. Some people are vegetarians because they really don't want to eat meat, and right, the makeup, as long as there are no animal products, is okay. But there's so much soy, so many additives, depending on what kind you get. Some are great. Some are almost made with just pureed whole foods that create the patty. Yeah. But if you, and so many people are having soy intolerances or soy allergies anymore, so it's one of those things. If you're going for a vegetarian alternative to something, check the soy.
Garden Burger, Boca Burgers, I don't know how those are. I never tried them, but they're the most popular brands. You know, we missed on Friday, because I wasn't around, I think it was Olive Day. The Mediterranean diet is so full of olive and olive oil. You know how good olive oil is for you? This is a great way for you to find out about olives without eating them. I don't like eating them. I think they're awful.
But olives are so delicious, especially the green ones.
No. But olive oil, yep, lots of benefits. A lot of them. Cooking, it's a fat that doesn't burn, and that's what you want. Excuse me, any fat that you put into a pan to cook something that burns, turns into smoke, you don't want to be using that. And olive oil doesn't do that. We're talking about veggie burgers, garden burgers. Olive oil and olives have been around for 40 million years. Wowie zowie. And then there's the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem. That's a fascinating thing to see. You know, everything in Jerusalem is so close in. You can throw a rock from the old city across to the Mount of Olives. Olives galore are there. There are 865 million olive trees in the world, for those of you who didn't know that. So, there you go. Let's see, what's the alert today? Tillamook. Is that how you pronounce it? This is an ice cream. I don't know, and a waffle cone and stuff. Undeclared wheat and soy in their waffle cone ice cream.
Yeah, it's the wrong pack, the wrong product into the wrong packaging issue.
Once again, too big. Companies are too big. They're not in control of what's going on. So why would you buy this crap in the first place? Just buy local ice cream. You can find these waffle cones around. You know, buy those or have a cup if you're worried about being safe. But heavenly days, McGee. Unga bunga. All right, here, what else do we have a problem with? JTM Provisions from Harrison, Ohio, recalling, wow, look at this, tons and tons and tons of frozen ready-to-eat beef chili with beans, because it may have extraneous materials, hello, white plastic. Ah, another quality control, there we go. Why would you ever buy, once you hear these from any of these companies, why would you ever buy any of their products again?
I wouldn't. These are typically found in school freezers, refrigerators. Fortunately, school is kind of out now, but you have year-round school or summer classes or anything like that. So that's where a lot of these go to, because they need to be bought in bulk and at an affordable price.
Yeah. All right. So those are all being JTM Provisions. They're in most. They're all over the place, frankly. Look for that stuff. The chili with beans, just bring it back. Here's the story of a man from Oklahoma, 81 years old, fell down, broke his hip when he was attacked by a swarm of bees. They were all over his house for hours and hours and hours, so he got scared. His name is Carl Amos. I think he's okay now, though, isn't he?
He is, but he fell and was attacked by these bees for about 3 hours before neighbors noticed and found him.
Good God, what a horrible thing that would be to experience. All right, look out for the bees. It sometimes is the bee's knees, and sometimes it's not. It's now 59 past the hour. Foodfarmandfamily.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.